Lose the Cape, episode 37.
Welcome to the Lose the Cape podcast, where we get real with busy moms and talk about how they survive their daily juggle. If you are a busy mom who believes in the idea of moms helping moms with tips, tools, and resources to survive, this is the podcast for you.
I had the pleasure of interviewing Jerry Lynch yesterday afternoon on October 19th. And I was so distraught after our incredible interview that I had not recorded it. And this is heartbreaking. The good news is that she said she would be happy to come back on the show another time. The bad news is that I don't have that interview. Now, the reason I interviewed her yesterday is because she is the founder of the Connor Lynch Foundation, and yesterday happened to actually be the 6-year anniversary of her son's death, so his angelversary. The Connor Lynch Foundation strives to bring awareness to distracted driving, and her son was actually killed by a distracted driver. So I wanted to just tell you about the interview, but then I was like, it's not the same without her voice. So I did a little bit of sleuthing, and I found a couple other interviews and times when Jerry has made public appearances, and I found what was the answer to several of the questions that I asked. So I grabbed some of the audio from different interviews, and I'm going to interject those in. So know that this is not the actual interview with Jerry. And that will be pretty obvious because there's different backgrounds and different things. But I wanted you to hear her voice. I think it's so important. And the timing of this, not just because of Connor's death anniversary, but also because this is National Teen Driver Safety Week. And this weekend, they'll actually be having the fifth annual, I believe, Connor Lynch Foundation run. They do a race and really big festivity to raise money and raise awareness for this program. It's too bad that you can't hear her talk about it because she, you know, was just very, very forthcoming about their situation, and it was difficult for her to talk about him on the anniversary. You know, it's a tough day. But she's really passionate about this project, and we talked about so much great stuff, and I'm going to have her back on as soon as I can so that we can discuss the important topic of distracted driving and texting while driving. So hopefully it won't be too jarring the way I get all of these clips put together. Again, we will do this again, but the one thing I wanted to tell you about the race, which you can go to the Connor Lynch Foundation, that's Connorlynch, and we'll include the link in our podcast interview notes as well on losethecape.com. But you can register, if you're not in California where the race is being held, you can actually register as a virtual runner, and you can do a local race and still get counted in this particular race. So I thought that was really neat and definitely something that I wanted to share. So if you're planning on doing a race this weekend, go to the Connor Lynch Foundation page, or you can also find them on Facebook at Connor Lynch Foundation, and register on their race and get your times and everything counted. So and help them raise money for this amazing cause. So without further ado, I am going to try my best to make this make sense. And I wouldn't normally do something like this, but because it was such an important interview with on such an important timeline with the race being this weekend, I wanted to go ahead and give you a taste of Jerry and her story.
Connor was my oldest son, who was a little bit of a daredevil. He was a surfer, he was a skier, he was a snowboarder, and those are the types of things that I thought were dangerous. So when he went to work out for cross-country training, and he was just going across the street to the park, I never thought that that would be the moment he was killed by a distracted, hit-and-run, non-licensed driver. She was 18, and I didn't know anything about National Teen Driver Safety Week until I started to do some research after, and I guess that's another part of the tragedy. So we were runners, we still are runners, triathletes, cyclists. So I wanted to do something in his honor to raise awareness for cross-country runners, for cyclists, for everybody really who's on the road, including young drivers, because my youngest son was, my middle son was about to get his license too. So we had to run, and we had about 500 people come the first year. And with those funds and with the support and with sponsors, we were able to make a movie that now I can show and take to schools when I can. And it's been shown by a lot of different organizations.
I got a phone call, and the phone call was from Father Joe, and he wanted to know if I was at home or if I was at work, and that the principal was going to call me. And so I thought, oh God, what could have happened? Did Connor cheat on a test? Did he leave school? And she was going at a pretty rapid rate of speed. Didn't see Connor. It was a sunny day. He was hit in the center of the car.
After my son was killed, we decided that we needed to raise awareness. I know I didn't know anything about National Teen Safe Driving Week, and we decided to start fundraising and promoting awareness and safety for not only runners, but pedestrians, cyclists, and young drivers. It started as sort of, you know, something that we do all the time as a family, running, biking, and just a natural thing. And then it turned into a very competitive race with timing, with medals, but also has a fun aspect. Last year we added a kids run to it, and this year we're inviting people to come as families and bring their pets. And it's not only a run, although it's very competitive, it's also fun, but there is a fair, like a safe driving fair. So we'll have the first responders there, we'll have the fire trucks are there, we have crash cars, a lot of important information, even if you don't walk or run, or before or after. So I think it's a great community event.
So the next thing we did was we tried to create a PSA that we were hoping to really get out there to message. Of course, that's the most important thing we can do. So that was one way of trying to do something, reaching out. You never know really what's going to work, and I think you have to try all sorts of things. Everybody said, friends back home and people that I work with, well, how do you want to remember Connor as of yesterday? And I said, I think the best way is reminding everybody that it's not about Connor. I mean, we can't bring him back. It's not about Casey. It's about all of you guys and trying to keep us all safe on the road and really remembering all the other people, and not just Connor. It's all these other people across the nation. So I think we're going to try to do a PSA that really shows the trying to keep our people, and not just Connor. It's all these other people across the nation. So I think we're going to try to do a PSA that really shows the critical mass, if you will, of how many people every day are affected by this epidemic. And so look for that.
I'm a recovered texting driver. I hit a cone once, but you know, thank God I didn't hit a person. And it could happen to all of us, and I don't think anybody wants to be the person who takes another child's life or who unfortunately is injured by somebody. This is, you know, what we're trying to do. We can't bring Connor back, but we can stop this from happening. These things are preventable with awareness.
Okay, so once again, I apologize for kind of the mishmash of things there. I really wish I'd been able to share the full interview with you because, I mean, it was a fantastic interview, but like I said, I will have her on again. But some of the important things that we talked about that I do want to recap was some stats that she provided for me, and that is that every day in the United States, between 11 and 15 children, teens, tweens are killed from either texting and driving or distracted driving. That's 11 to 15 children every day that die in a preventable situation. So let that number seep into your mind and heart and soul the next time you think about picking up your phone and texting or trying to find something or whatnot while you're driving. It's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And one of the things that we talked about, Jerry and I, was how we live in a society now that is so like focused on the have to do it now, instant gratification. But just think about the fact that nothing is so important that it can't wait 2 minutes until you can either find a safe place to pull over or something, so that you don't put your life or someone else's life in danger. And she told me some stories of some things that had happened nearby where she lives, with a 73-year-old man that was hit in a crosswalk by a woman who wasn't even texting. She just dropped her phone and was reaching for it. There was a 15-month-old baby in a stroller that was hit and killed by a distracted driver. And she also wanted to make sure that we know that distracted driving isn't just texting while driving. It's reaching for your phone, it's eating while you're driving, it's drinking while you're driving, it's doing all the many things that we do rather than just drive. So we also talked about, for some people, if the distraction is too high, I had heard her mention on another interview to just put the phone in the trunk while you're driving. Which is a great idea. You can check your phone whenever you get to wherever you're going. If you have teens that are driving, do not message them every 5 minutes when they're out and about, because a lot of teens feel pressured to answer their parents immediately. And we talked about an article that I read showing that parents are often a lot of the problem with teens texting and driving, because they feel pressured to answer their parents immediately. And we talked about setting the example as parents that if our kids see us using our phone while we're driving, then how are they going to know how to do things differently? So set the example by not messing with your phone. Very serious topic. And we hope that you'll check out their website. We're going to have everything linked in our show notes, which can be found at losethecape.com/podcast/37. And I appreciate you bearing with me on this unusual podcast episode. But as I've said about 5 times now, we will have Jerry back and we will talk about this so that you guys can hear her. I want to get into great details with her on grassroots movements, because we did touch a little bit on that, on what people can do at the grassroots level to make a difference, because this clearly needs more oomph behind the movement. We talked about how limited the fines are right now and why that's not a big enough of a stick to make people actually stop texting and driving. We talked about all kinds of stuff. So it's an important topic, and I just leave you with that number of, on average, 11 teens killed every day in our country because of distracted driving. So think about that and put down the phone.